The epistle to be read today for the Feast of Holy Trinity is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him the recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things, and to him be glory forever. Amen. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going, therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, even to the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in the book of Genesis, we read about the holy patriarch Abraham. And one day, God tested the holy patriarch Abraham. That is to say, he tested Abraham's faith in him and Abraham's love for him. And thus God said to him, "Take thy only begotten son Isaac, whom you love, and go and offer him for a holocaust or a sacrifice upon one of the mountains which I will show thee." So Abraham, rising up in the night, prepared to depart, and he took with him two young men and Isaac his son. And then when he had cut the wood for the sacrifice, they departed. After 3 days, they reached the place God pointed out to Abraham to offer the holocaust. Abraham then instructed the two young men, his servants, to remain behind. And after he and Isaac had worshipped, they would return to them. And then he took the wood for the holocaust and gave it to Isaac, his son. And he himself carried in his hands fire and a sword. And as they went on together, Isaac asked his father, "My father, behold the fire and wood. Where is the victim for the holocaust?" Now Abraham did not tell his son that God had asked him to offer him as a sacrifice. Rather, he continued on and had confidence that God would provide. Abraham said, "God will provide himself a victim for a holocaust, my son." And so they continued. And then they came to the place which God had shown him, and there he built an altar, and he laid the wood upon it. And then Abraham tied his son Isaac up and laid him on the altar in the pile of wood. And just as he raised his hand and took the sword to sacrifice his own son, an angel from heaven came and called him, saying, "Abraham, Abraham." And he answered, "Here I am." And then the angel said to him, "Lay not thy hand upon the boy. Now I know that thou fearest God, and hast not spared thy only begotten son for my sake." And so Abraham took his son off the altar, and behind him Abraham saw a ram stuck in a bush. And so he took the ram and he offered that as a sacrifice instead of his son. And the angel again appeared to Abraham and told him how pleased God was with the sacrifice of the ram. And the angel promised that Abraham and his family would prosper and multiply throughout the world. Now, my dear faithful, in the Gospel for today's Mass, we see our Lord instructing the apostles and giving them the mission to preach the Gospel to the entire world. And this he did when he commanded them, saying, Going, therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And in these words, our Lord also gave us the form of the sacrament of baptism. That is to say, the sacred words spoken by the priest when he administers the sacrament of baptism. This sacrament marks one as a member of Christ's church, and it imprints on the soul the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. It makes a person a child of the Blessed Trinity. And thus, the form of the sacrament of baptism is the chief truth of our faith. All we believe and profess is based on and dependent upon the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. And thus it is fitting that to belong to the Catholic faith, we must be baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. Now, my dear faithful, today we celebrate the great feast of the Holy Trinity. And what a wondrous feast it is, since it is the chief of the mysteries of our faith. The essence of our faith consists in the knowledge and adoration of the Trinity, one God and three persons. As Father Matteo, the great apostle of the Sacred Heart, says, the mystery of the Trinity is so great, so marvelously great, that there is no liturgy worthy of the Trinity. So what then is the real feast of the Most Holy Trinity? Father Matteo answers, daily Mass. Daily Mass is what is worthy of the Holy Trinity. For it is only by the holy sacrifice of the Mass that the Holy Trinity receives due honor and glory. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is the greatest and most sublime act of adoration, worship, and reparation that we have in the Church. Man cannot perform a more holy or a more sublime action than to celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass. And in regard to this, the Holy Council of Trent says, we must needs confess that no other work can be performed by the faithful so holy and divine as the tremendous mystery of the Mass. In fact, all the sacrifices of the Old Law were but a shadow, a figure of our divine sacrifice. And as the story of Abraham showed how pleased God was with his sacrifice, because of Abraham's faith and willingness to sacrifice even his son, God blessed him above all other men. And God promised that his family would greatly multiply as it did. In fact, it is interesting that one of our prayers of the consecration of Mass, that the priest actually compares the sacrifice of Abraham with the sacrifice of the Mass. But just think about the fact how much more God will be pleased with the holy sacrifice of his only begotten Son, which takes place at each Mass. So the Mass is therefore an action that renders to the Trinity the greatest honor that can be rendered to God. It is also the most efficacious means to appease the anger of our Lord against sinners and to obtain for us the most abundant graces. And this is so because at Mass, the Son of God sacrifices himself to the Eternal Father. The Mass is simply Christ the God-man, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, sacrificing himself upon the altar in a real but unbloody manner. And thus, adoring and praising God the Father in the Blessed Trinity, with you and in your name. It is a supreme act of adoration, thanksgiving, and supplication that can be offered to the Holy Trinity. We adore the Holy Trinity through the Sacred Heart at every Mass. And through the Mass, we receive all blessings and graces. And were it not for the Holy Mass, at this moment the world would be in the abyss. The world would be unable to get along under the mighty load of its iniquities. For God the Father's compassion cannot resist the sight of the most spotless innocence of Jesus. And thus, God the Father feels as if compelled to provide for all our necessities because of the sacrifice of the Mass. My dear faithful, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the most powerful means to obtain God's blessings. But do we believe this in the practical order? In other words, have we made the effort to attend the Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation with attention and devotion? And do we even make the necessary sacrifices to attend an extra Mass during the week, especially on first Fridays and Saturdays of each month? Do we strive to follow the simple but sublime prayers of the Mass and meditate on our Lord's passion and death as we assist at Mass? And so on this great feast of the Holy Trinity, let us, my dear faithful, be firmly resolved to attend Holy Mass with attention, devotion, and with great appreciation. There's no better way to show your appreciation to God for the Mass than by this devout attendance at the Holy Sacrifice. In times past, you may not have appreciated the Holy Mass, but resolve now and pray for light. Pray that you may better understand this most sublime mystery. For in this age of the worldwide apostasy, thanks to God, and in His mercy, that we still have the one true Mass. In fact, we have daily Mass here at the chapel, and we have the great ceremonies of Corpus Christi coming up this week, and the Feast of the Sacred Heart next week. Make those sacrifices an effort to attend an extra Mass during the week, or one of these devotions of the Corpus Christi and the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Let us then use this great sacrifice of the Mass to adore, thank, and implore God for all that we need. And each day, as you recite your morning offering, include the intention to offer all that you do throughout the day to the Sacred Heart, in union with all the Masses that are being offered throughout the world that day. And as we do, recall that nothing consoles the Sacred Heart of Jesus better than the sacrifice you offer to the Trinity, through Him, with Him, and in Him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.